Where is it?
I told you I got rid of it.
Where is my Xbox?
I got rid.
This man stayed so calm, cool, and collected, even as he realizes the seriousness of this. Because this is a woman that does not respect him, and she expects that her wants and needs are going to come before his. Therefore, she is the one in control. And this power dynamic within a relationship is extremely unhealthy because she wants to be the one in control in saying what he spends his time and energy on. And even going to the extent of getting rid of an item that belongs to him without even discussing it with him. This should be his wake-up call.
Babe.
Hmm?
Babe, some girl that texted me.
Who?
I don't know who she is. She said, hey, Poppy, I seen you the other night.
Poppy?
Yeah. I don't know.
She called you Poppy?
Yeah. She said, hey, Poppy, I seen you the other night. You look so good in that C8. I've been missing you. When you gonna come see me? This Tiara.
Tiara?
Yeah, I don't know who this is.
Who is Tiara?
I don't know who that is.
Babe, the only Tiara I know is your ex. This your ex texting you?
You can go and text back a blocker. I don't want no dealing with it.
Babe, but you had a new number since you talked to any other females. How would she get your new number?
I don't know. That might not be her. I don't know.
But the other night you went out with the guys. So what are you trying to say to me? You trying to tell me that you was with another girl?
Nah, we had went go-kart racing and we just went to bum shells to the bar.
Oh, so it's one of the girls from the bar that wore the little bitty shorts with their booty hanging out.
No, I didn't get nobody my number. I swear to God I didn't. I swear to God, on my life, I didn't get nobody my number.
How would they get your number, though?
I don't know. That's why I'm coming to you letting you know before something go on, I swear.
How would anything go on, though, Dre? What you mean? You gonna try to meet up with her?
I don't know who that is. What are you talking about? I don't know who that is. I swear to Jesus, I don't know who that is.
That poor man is being open and honest, yet his girlfriend is not reciprocating at all. She is just focused on putting him through this relationship test. And it is not just to be funny. It's not just a joke. It's pretty clear that she sent that text message as a way to fish for more information from him, to see if there's other hints or clues to him being disloyal to her, or maybe even forcing him into some sort of confession. But in any case, she was not successful. He essentially passed her test. But it should have never been necessary. She should just trust him. That's what that man deserves, a woman that trusts him and would never put him through this.
Will you ever cheat on him?
Yeah, I would, but he wouldn't.
Whoa. And you wonder why there's a whole group of men that are just done dating. Because they would rather be alone doing their own thing rather than investing in a girl that has no loyalty.
I was rejected by a matchmaker this week. You wouldn't be able to work with me. I'm very, very type A, organized. I like to be the leader. I also told her I was looking for a man who was also a leader because I don't want to always be the leader, believe it or not. I told her I was looking for someone that was at or above the same income level as me, driven, who is ambitious, who is ready for a long-term relationship and ready to get married. She may have actually picked up on the fact that I'm a little high-strung. I'm not like a stressed out or anxious person. I'm just high energy or type A. This is who I am. And she was asking me, do I meditate? No. Do I journal? No. I said I could never really be with a beta type man. I specifically used the word doormat. I said I would chew them up and spit them out. And her response was, well, I married that type of man. She was saying that, you know, men really like a soft woman and I should try some of these vision board journaling, meditating type of things. She essentially said that I am not ready for her type of services because I have too much work to do. My walls are too high and I'm not ready for a long-term committed relationship at the ripe age of 38, where I have been in therapy for 10 plus years. She also said that I need to soften a little bit and men like a softer woman. Essentially, I spent $350 to meet with this woman, have her tell me I am not worthy of love as I am, but the fact that I need to change in order to be worthy of love and partnership. We shouldn't be pushing on these narratives that people are not worthy as they are, and essentially telling women that the type of woman they are isn't worthy of love. That is a narrative that should not be given to anyone, or it is dangerous commentary. And the fact that she said this to my face had some audacity.
The part that she's not considering is that that matchmaker is also hired by men. So she's listening to what men want, which is why she's giving the feedback that she's giving. But this reaction from a woman is exactly what a lot of men are experiencing in the dating world. There's just so much resistance from women these days to self-reflect and potentially change a little bit. It is okay to change yourself in order to improve yourself. It does not mean that you're not worthy of love currently. You are. Everyone is. It's just a matter of, are you willing to make yourself a better partner to fit into a relationship? It's really that simple.
So you really decided to take me out on a date to Subway?
Yes.
Do you not have money for something nicer? I thought we were going to go do something else, not this.
I do have money. I just don't have high faith in you.
Why would you say that?
I feel like you're in it for the money and not for me.
Of course I'm in it for the money.
See, that's why I brought you to Subway. To see what your true character was.
You wanted to see what my true character was by taking me to a rundown place like this. I got dressed this morning. I got up and I got ready and I took a shower and I did all the basics just to come somewhere nicer.
If you guys are not doing this, even if you have plenty of money, you are missing out on the opportunity to clear your date of the biggest red flag. Because if a woman likes your personality and she's attracted to you, she is not going to care how much money you spend on the first date. At the very least, maybe she doesn't like the food, but she will not verbalize it. Because she likes you. If she doesn't like you, she may not make that obvious if she's getting nice things from you, but she will make that obvious if she's not getting nice things from you. So guys, do not miss out on the opportunity. Take her to Subway. I mean, if you like Subway.
I'd like to pull a power move on the first date and I offer to pay and see what they do.
Yeah, and if he takes her up on it, he's done. He's not getting a second date. The problem with this is that she's not being genuine when she offers to pay. Instead, she's using it as a test. And while 99% of men will not take her up on this and they'll say, no, I'm paying, all men would not like knowing that this is a test and not genuine. Oh man, the passive aggressiveness. Look, I think that all men would rather you just wake him up and tell him what you're wanting to do. Or even better, like the night before, tell him what you want to do. And that man, if he's a good man and he loves you and you're at least allowing him decent sleep, like you didn't keep him up all night, well then in that case he might be okay with anything. But yeah, that's it. It's what happens eventually when you make him feel like an option that you're not willing to take. Good men that know their value will move on.
Girls put guys in the friend zone.
Because we don't like them, they're too nice.
What's wrong with being nice?
We like talking.
This is exactly why there's so many men that are just done dating. Because if they're a good man, they're being told that they're too nice by this type of woman. And her advice is playing toxic games like not texting her back. Good men don't want that. But what they're being forced to do is weave through this toxic craziness and trying to stay true to themselves, all while hoping that by the time that they do find their match that is also of healthy mindset, that they're ready for her, which is easier said than done.